It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and Mark and I are in Sarajevo Old Town.
Yeah.
And we're in quite a nice room with two double beds, well, sort of two twin beds pushed together, and air conditioning and a window looking down onto the alleyway there, and it's a reasonable size and stuff like that. What's the problem?
Well, it appears not to be the hotel which we booked.
This hotel seems to be called... What was it called?
Yeah, it was... Well, there's a Garnier bed, and there's something in front of the Garnier bed as well, but I can't remember what it
was. Something... Something Garnier.
Something not Hotel Oak.
And the addresses are different, and they've got two separate entries on TripAdvisor. And this one is ranked 19th out of however many hotels there are in Sarajevo, whereas the one that I booked... is ranked something like first or second.
Which kind of isn't my issue. The main issue is they appear to take us to the wrong hotel.
And it's really odd. But without telling us. And they seem to, you know, be expecting us enough to, you know, it wasn't that we were taken to the wrong hotel and somebody went, well, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, they just sort of got on and showed us to a room and...
We said, oh, my God, we booked early, and they said, yeah...
And they said, and I said, you know, how busy are you? Oh, yes, we're full because of the film festival and everything. And,
odd. Didn't even meet odd.
Really, really odd.
There might well be a rational explanation. We'll try and discover it.
So we're going to go down in a second and find out, hopefully, what's going on here.
Yeah. Because we've also got somebody appearing at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we're meeting a guide. Yeah, absolutely. I'm at a bit of a loss, I have to say, as to what to say or think about this.
I think at the moment I'm sick with odd, very, very odd.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've often been taking places I didn't want to go, but mainly on the basis of no, you like this place better, and arguments. Not on the basis
It wasn't that he drove us round to his brother's hotel 200 miles away and charged us £1,000 for the journey or anything.
Yeah.
It could still be his brother's hotel, mind.
It could be, but he was booked by the other.
Booked by the other hotel, absolutely. actually, and that does actually... It does tie in a little bit more as to why she said they say that you have to pay them. Because the hotel would have known whether it paid or not. For the taxi.
Yes. I mean, I assumed it was a quirk of English, but no, you're probably right.
Bizarre. Should we go and find out what's happening?
Yeah.
All right then, Audioboo. We'll be back. Okay. All clear. So Mark and I are now leaving the
Hotel Europe,
the third hotel that we've been to in the space of half an hour.
Yeah.
But we're definitely doing a good tour of the hotels of Sarajevo.
I feel like, you know, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, absolutely. On an expense account, presumably.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Right, we're just going to go back to the hotel?
Yes.
Well, it's probably not quite. Any idea what the time is? That's right, my watch is there.
10:02.
Oh, right, yeah, maybe we had to really go back then.
Well, we should be coming at 5 or half 5?
Half 5.
Right. I've already left what the ruins are on the way.
Yes. So the situation is, to his listener, that yes, we have been put in a different hotel. That they decided en route... the taxi driver somehow rang the hotel and said, I've got two people and you might want, and it's going to be difficult for them in your hotel. They haven't said exactly this, but this is what we're sort of piecing together.
In
Bosnian, yes. We had no idea at all. They said, oh dear, and rang another hotel and said, with a lift and said, an elevator?
Sorry.
We're British.
Word for word.
We're British.
She's an elevator.
All right. All right, fair enough. Funny if that was our guide for later.
Probably. You want to hide any walking aids or anything?
Sorry?
Do you want to hide any walking aids or anything? Yeah. We're out the hotel door. So he can't turn around and turn a shade of white and run the other way.
Oh, I've already told him about it. Because I wanted to reassure him that
we'll
you know
fine.
That we're well travelled and that we'll be a little bit slower, but
yeah.
But that we are fine.
Right. Let me see.
I'll continue this story in a moment, Audioboo. Mark is going to
archaeological sites. Original purpose of caravanserais and Hans Khan and inner hospital. Oh right. Okay. So it's a Khan or a caravanserai.
Excellent.
With
a fountain in the middle.
Yeah, it's quite. In 1878, there was 50... That sounds very late. There was 50 yeah. caravanserais and hand in Sarajevo, of which the most important were the Kolobara, the Tasirahan, and the Murikahan. The Tasirahan, also known as the Stonehand, Harris Bay Caravanserai, or Old Hand, was built between 1540 and 1543, at the same time as the Bedistan, with which it was physically connected. Unlike the other hands, the courtyard was designed primarily for loading and unloading goods. The courtyard of the Tasirahan contained a row of shops, making it a trading hand. The courtyard also contained a civilae or public fountain.
Oh right, okay,
but
fair enough.
I don't think it's that one.
You don't think it's the same one, yeah?
With a mosque on piers above it. Wow, so you got a public fountain with a mosque on stilts.
I suppose it makes sense having the fountain next to the mosque, doesn't it?
Yes, but under it?
Under it, yeah.
No
wonder they have floods.
Two stone staircases near the entrance there led from the courtyard to the rooms and landing on the first floor. The rooms were covered by small domes and the landing was by barrel bolts. Tasirahan was damaged on several occasions by fire and completely destroyed by the fire of 1879. The movable heritage consisting of archaeological material is housed in the Cantonal Institute for the Protection of Cultural, Historical and National Heritage of Sarajevo. There you go. You know
Excellent.
All about
I
the
do.
Tasirahan now.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Shall we go back to the hotel?
Yeah, shall we?
Let's have a quick peer over here before we...
It's quite impressive.
Let me just describe it in 20 seconds.
It's large. It covers basically the frontage of the Hotel Europe.
Yeah.
It mirrors the kind of lengthwise of the hand.
Yeah.
So that's pretty large.
The building...
It's about a block.
Yeah.
Blocking a bit.
Yeah.
The walls are... Well, the walls on this side are still standing. I don't know, the walls on the other side are presumably under the hotel. But so the walls on this side are still standing. And then you've got kind of an archaeological floor plan of rooms,
yep.
Which they've actually printed up on there. Yeah, and basically it's as you would imagine, a central courtyard with
yes.
rooms off it.
So with a fountain?
With a fountain and a mosque, yes, apparently.
I'm just going to pause this recording for a moment so I can take a photograph of this to add on to the recording.
We're going to have one night in...
We're not...
going to be three different rooms, aren't
we? We are. Yep. It does mean we're going to be moved twice. So it means we're moving every night of our trip, basically.
Yeah. Good. Thank you for my idea about that.
Yeah. I didn't. Well, I think in the end, it was best to stay with where we've got.
I think it was.
Because it really would have been cutting your nose off, etc. Because yeah. probably nice. It probably would have been more difficult to get up to probably a smaller room.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed very nice in there.
It did, but it also seemed very nice. I got a comment. I didn't go in there and go, well, this obviously looks better.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think the other one for a little more historical interest to it.
Possibly, yes. I mean, I think you're right. We don't move much now at all.
Yeah.
Come hell or high water.
Yeah. Mm. If I ever come here again, I'm just going to write to the tourist thing and say, I'm coming, I'm visually impaired, can you put me in a hotel, please?
I have this button spam.
Yes.
Please organise me a trip. Thank you very much. Love and kisses.
So, Mark and I were saying, as we were walking down to the Hotel Europe to get our money, which is why we've just been there, to change it, actually, in some ways, whilst this is very frustrating, and we have now explained this in considerable depth to both receptionists...
By which, I mean, Robert has done something well. I just sat there nodding.
I was reasonably calm with it, I think, for once.
No, you were.
The one at the Hotel Old Town was very insistent that she wasn't to blame. And that clearly we weren't satisfied. Saying, no, it's not that we're not satisfied, it's just that we would have appreciated being given the choice, or even being told what was happening.
I mean, actually, choice would be better.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I'm not sure. I think this is a better hotel for you.
Just yes.
That we could argue with.
And it's not even that it's not within walking distance. You know, they're 30 seconds from each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, they couldn't even say, well, you know, you would have come here and then you would have had to have moved or something.
Yeah. Oh, very
nice. That's where we are, Audio Boo. So, here we go. Bosnia-Herzegovina, the most progressive country in the world in terms of preempting access issues.
Yeah. Well, If I didn't know better, I'd say it was a kind of communist hangover. The idea that, you know...
Yes.
You will be sorted.
Yes, the state will look after you.
Yeah, the state will provide.
It's true. And also, Audrey, as I was saying to Mark, was, we understand that that there's a... the attitude... sometimes of some disabled
people. There's a bollard and a van, so either way.
Okay.
You can either go around the... Well, yeah.
That the attitude of some disabled people in Bosnia is that the world should come to them, basically. And that maybe this is a consequence of that. It's a bit of a chicken and egg situation, that if disabled people expect the world to come to them, then the world responds by bringing it to them.
Yeah.
Something smells very nice there. Charcoal cooked. Yeah, I am. Yep, okay, I've got it.
I think it's a drain.
So, right, where's the hotel anyway?
It's just...
Is it up to the end and then right or something? Is that right?
It's on the top.
Is it? All right. Yeah. I'm going to walk over here as well.
They aren't really... I mean, basically, there's Hotel Astra.
Yeah.
Hotel Old Town. really...
Maybe it was tourist information after all.
Maybe you were right.
This is me when I pack a challenge, because I do a trick here, because it's possible that you're probably the best.
A what?
Memorial on the wall.
A memorial, alright, okay.
But given that we will probably see...
One of the red petal type ones, you mean?
No. It's It's a genuine...
Oh, like a sort of blue plaque type thing. Yeah, okay.
But about 30.
Right.
So, whether they did it by kind of tampon or street.
Yeah. Saying that, I've completely lost my sense of direction already.
Yeah,
yeah,
I walked this past up here, man.
Ah, okay. I would explain it.
No, you're not looking where I was going.
Hmm?
Apologies.
That's alright. This wasn't the road that we were driven down, was it? This must be at an angle to it.
Yeah, so we went, Must be.
Oh, we must have driven down.
Yeah, sorry, we went down that road, didn't we? Yes, because that's the barrier on the other side.
Okie dokie. Right, audio boo, bye for now.